With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now to talk about the updated prospect rankings, Major League Baseball, including the Orioles' new top 30 from MLB.com, MLB Pipeline. Let's welcome back to the program Jim Callis. Jim, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hi, Bob. How are you doing? Hope everything's good on your end. Everybody's doing well and everybody's safe.
Yeah, we're hanging in there. Thank you for asking. Hope the same going on there with you. And before we get to the top 30 Oriole prospects here, let's talk about a couple of guys who made it to the majors. And we'll start with Austin Hayes. He's the everyday center fielder, flashed big time in September. Slow start in 2020, had five hits against the Nats. How did you view him as a prospect overall, and you know, what do you think the ceiling is for the guy right now, the everyday center fielder for the Orioles?
Yeah, you know, he's been a little hard to figure out because he's been up and down in his career. You know, he was just a third round pick. You know, he was first player from that 2016 draft to make the big leagues when he was up at the end of 2017, and then he was hurt and never really got on track in 2018, and kind of more of the same in 2019, but then he looked good in Baltimore at the end of the year. I mean, I like him. I'll admit, I still don't know quite what to make of him. I mean, he's aggressive, and there are times where that gets him in trouble, and there's other times where he crushes the ball. He's got a lot of power. You know, he's got plus arm. You know, he can cover ground in the outfield. He can run. I think with him, it's going to come down to trying to be a little bit more consistent with controlling the strike zone, because when he does that, he's pretty good. But I think he's at least a solid regular. I think he's got that kind of potential.
Chance Sisko, of course, we know Adley Rutschman's going to be the catcher eventually here, and we'll talk about him in a second. But Sisko, at one time, Jim, as you know, was maybe the top prospect in the Orioles system. Where do we view him at this stage of his career? You know, doesn't play a lot, but when he's played this year anyway, he's did a little damage.
Yeah, I mean, I think when he was one of the Orioles' top prospects, the system was lighter than it was now. I mean, to me, he's a backup. He's more – it's going to sound funny because he hasn't done a lot. You know, I mean, he's 6-for-16 this year, but he hadn't hit much in the major leagues before that. I mean, he's, to me, more of an offensive-minded backup. I mean, and you know, he'd kind of hit, 181 and 210 as a backup the previous 2 years, and – you know, I can't get excited about a 16 at-bat sample right now, but you know, I think what you're hoping for him is you have a kind of an offensive-minded backup who will swing the bat more like he did in the minors than he has in the big leagues for most of his career.
Jim Callis joining us, MLB Pipeline, MLB.com, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the Orioles' top 30 prospects, and we'll get outside of the Baltimore box, talking about the other guys as well. But with the Orioles, and you mentioned when Sisko was among the top prospects, Orioles' farm system, I guess, Jim, wasn't highly regarded throughout baseball, but you guys have them at number 10 overall. How dramatic has the influx of talent been, upgrade, I should say, over the last couple of years? And, you know, let's give a little credit to Dan Duquette, because a lot of these guys were brought in by his regime before he left.
Yeah, I mean, I think you get the most excited. I mean, it's kind of the shiny new toys who get you the most excited. And that would be, you know, getting Rutschman last year and getting Kerstad this year. I don't think we have him 10th in our rankings. We had him 13th when we ranked farm systems back in the spring, and we haven't updated since then. But the system definitely is better than it has been. You know, I think the guy you're obviously most excited about is Adley Rutschman, who, You know, I've said this before. You know, we've got him number four in overall top 100. But I think you can make an argument. I mean, you can make an argument he's the best prospect in baseball when you factor in the position scarcity. I mean, he's, you know, a Mark Teixeira type offensive performer with potential Gold Glove defense upon the plate, which is pretty exciting. And, you know, you got Heston Kjerstad, the number two pick in this year's draft. You've got, you know, Grayson Rodriguez and Dale Hall, you know, first round picks from previous regimes, you know, as the top two pitching prospects. And I feel like the system, you know, especially has added some guys in the last couple drafts. They've made trades. They've gone all in on rebuilding. The system's definitely deeper than it was a few years ago.
Yeah, 10th in prospect points. I apologize, Jim Callis.
No problem.
Joining us here on the program, talking about the Orioles, but deep for sure. And I know you've been asked this question a billion times, but the fact that there is no minor league season does what to all of the top prospects in baseball this year? They're getting their work at the alternate camps for sure, but no live pitching, no competitive games outside the organization. How does this affect them moving forward here, minus a year of development?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge negative for everyone. I mean, you have, you know, a smattering of a team's best prospects are at these alternative camps. But, you know, from what I talked, I mean, you got guys shuttling back and forth to the big leagues, especially with the way pitchers are getting hurt. There's not enough pitchers in these alternative camps and really enough players to split teams into two teams and actually play games. So, you know, I guess the best way I look at it, Bob, is alternative camp for the prospects who are fortunate enough to go there, it's better than nothing. You know, the vast majority of prospects on all teams aren't in alternative camp, and they're kind of left to their own devices with a little bit of guidance from the teams. But it's a huge setback. It's a huge setback for young hitters. I mean, who, you know, your typical hitter gets 1,500, 2,000 at-bats, you know, not necessarily all of them, but a lot of them before they're ready for the big leagues, and you're not getting those at-bats this year. And with pitchers, I mean, you kind of, you know, try to build these guys up from one year to the next. You know, Grayson Rodriguez threw 94 innings last year. He probably would have thrown 125 this year. You know, D.L. Hall's been around, you know, 95 and 80 innings. You would have tried to ramp him up, and now those guys are getting, you know, whatever they're getting in alternative camp, it's not the same as game innings, and it probably limits what you can do with them, you know, next year. You can't just take a guy from not pitching and getting some work in at home in an alternative camp and then saying, okay, next year you're ready to throw 150 innings. Unfortunately, I think it can have really negative repercussions on pitching at the major and minor league levels for a few years.
Been reading a lot about, as we get away from the Orioles, Wander Franco, the top prospect, number one in your rankings there with the Tampa Bay Rays. What's he still like 17, 18 years old? Seems like he's been a teenager forever. But why is his skill set so vast, and what's the ETA to get to Tampa, again, a contending team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the ETAs are a little thrown off by the pandemic. I mean, you know, he's 19 all year, you know, won't be 20 till next March. You know, he was on an accelerated path. You know, at 18, he successfully handled, you know, more than successfully, two Class A levels. And I think the normal plan would have been he would have started this year in Double A, probably finished in Triple A, and you may play some service time games with him. And he's up early next year. Now, you know, I think it, you know, he probably gets delayed until at least mid 2021, and that might be optimistic because, I mean, we're talking about a guy who hasn't played above A ball and is just getting alternative camp at bats. But I mean, the tools are really exciting. I mean, he's a switch hitter with great bat to ball skills. I mean, you're looking at a guy who could be a batting champion, could hit 30 home runs, has a chance to stay at shortstop. You know, might wind up at second base or third base. You know, solid runner plus arm. I mean, it's a very exciting tool package with him.
Jim Callis joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talks of baseball on this Turn It Up Tuesday. In Toronto, staying in the division, we know about the sons of the major leaguers, the Biggios, the Bichettes, and, of course, Vlad Jr., but Nate Pearson made his debut about a week or so ago. I mean, tell everybody about his skill set, certainly a hard thrower, which kind of everybody throws high 90s now, but what separates him from the average 95-mile-an-hour fastball guy?
Ben, I'm sorry, you broke out for 1 second. Who was the pitcher you mentioned?
Nate Pearson, the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he so good?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's, you know, what's exciting about him is it's not just the radar gun. I mean, I actually saw him throw, 104 miles an hour when he was really airing it out in an all-star game in Arizona Fall League a couple years ago. And I also saw Pete Alonso homer off him off of 103 in the same game. But, unlike a lot of hard throwers, he's got pretty good feel for pitching. He can throw a slider and changeup, both of which are quality offerings for strikes. He even mixes in a curveball to give guys a different look. He's not one of these guys who's, like you said, throwing in the upper 90s and it's all over the place. He's got some, some finesse and pitchability to him, too. So I think he's going to be real exciting to watch. We've gotten to see him a couple starts in the big leagues. So far so good. 10 innings, 10 strikeouts, giving up 3 runs. I think he's going to be, he's a potential future Cy Young Award winner. And he's in that discussion, I think, with Mackenzie Gore of the Padres and Casey Mize of the Tigers and maybe Jesus Luzardo of the A's as the best pitching prospects in baseball.
Jim, before we let you roll, Luis Robert, he's already an everyday guy this year for the White Sox. What's his comparable as a major league player if he, ascends to the status that, he's already flashing some of that fast potential already?
I don't know if I have a great comp for him. I know when the White Sox signed him, I thought he was kind of I thought he was very similar to Yoan Moncada, not a switch hitter, right-hand hitter. But, he's kind of unique. I mean, I don't know if there's another player in the big leagues who has his combination of pure speed and bat speed. I mean, maybe a guy like Mike Trout. I don't think he's as pure hitter as Mike Trout, and I don't want to put Mike Trout on him.
Right.
But, we're talking about a guy who could be a 30-30 center fielder with a cannon arm. I mean, it's a real, real exciting package.
Jim Callis, MLB.com, MLB Pipeline. Top 30 prospects were updated yesterday. They will update the top farm system rankings after the trade deadline on August the 31st. Jim, we appreciate your time as always. Enjoy some baseball this week, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, it's great talking to you, Bob. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.